Blog Talk Radio.
She said unmute it. Hello? Hello? Didn't he say unmute it? Can you hear me now?
Yes,
I can hear you. Hello?
I'm sitting here talking away, and I didn't even realize I had my phone muted.
She didn't even know that she had her phone muted.
What's Hello? Your name?
Rosemary.
So what can I do for you today, Rosemary?
I was wondering if you could tell me if we're going to find a place, me and my mom, where to live, because we've been looking. They told us to move out of here where we live because they're going to remodel it.
Okay. And
so we're wondering if we're going to find a place because we've been looking, but we haven't found anything.
So have you and your mom decided on what it is that you actually want in your new place?
Not really. We didn't have time. We've been busy, really busy. I know we just wanted a place, like a house. My mom was really looking for a house, like to buy a house, but she couldn't find that, so she said we'll just look for something to rent. And we wanted to get it in Chula Vista. We kept looking, but we can't find anything. It's, like, so hard. We tried very hard. We drove around, looked at papers, looked in the Internet. We don't find anything.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from your guidance is they want you guys to sit down and actually talk about what you're looking for. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a home. You're looking for a place that's going to meet your needs. Make sure that you recognize that and don't get into that fear of, oh, my gosh, we've got to find a place. We've got to find a place now. Because when you're in that fear, you're actually keeping yourself from finding what you're looking for.
Oh, no, we don't do that. We just drive around and look around, huh, Mom? It's for all of us, for, like, the kids, me, my mom, and my dad.
Still need to actually talk about it. Write it down. Make a list of what it is you want. And then once you have that information, you can contact people and tell them, this is what I'm looking for. And they can tell you whether or not they know of anything.
Oh, I've done that. I've contacted people. I wrote down, you know, what place we're looking for, me and my mom, the amount of money that she's willing to spend. We've done that, but we haven't found anything.
Okay. Hold on, let me check in and see what you're saying about this. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you guys are not really clear on what you want. They keep talking about it. It's what you want. Some disconnect between what your mom wants and what you want and what your dad wants. It's like it's not matching up.
No, we all want it because we all talked about it. It's a house with a yard in it, and just a two-bedroom, my mom says. And that's it, like something, you know, that we could rent and we could afford or buy, whatever, you know, whatever it is that we could afford.
Okay. So you want a house with a yard,
uh-huh,
with two bedrooms.
Yes.
Two bedrooms doesn't feel like what you actually want.
Yeah, because that's what we could afford, a two-bedroom house, because we can afford three bedrooms right now, so it's a two-bedroom what we really want.
So if you could afford more than two bedrooms, would you still have just two bedrooms or would you have three?
Well, if we could afford three, we would have three, like my mom said. Because that's what we want. You know, whatever we could afford, that's what we're going for, because right now we can't afford more than two bedrooms because my dad is having it hard right now. He's the only one working.
Right. Let me see what they want to do about, there's some restrictions that you guys have around this whole idea of this house and what you can and cannot have that's actually keeping this from flowing into your life. And it's partially to do with that either two or three bedroom, because three bedrooms is what you guys actually want. But you are limiting yourself because you don't believe that you can find three bedrooms. So you have a limitation around that number of bedrooms.
Yeah.
Actually,
yes,
having
correct.
What you need.
And correct.
They want you to let go of that limitation, because apparently it is possible for you to have three bedrooms and for it to be within the price guidelines that you have set.
Okay.
But there's a part of you that's not allowing you to actually experience that. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So you're saying just to be positive and think that we're going to find something of three bedrooms and our budget.
Let's do a little bit of clearing work to clear out some of this old cluttery stuff that's in the way so that you can just feel right about what it is you actually want.
Okay, so me and my mom will do it too?
Yeah,
I
will ask you a question, and then I will ask you to say yes if you're willing to accept it, and that's going to clear up some of this energy around you guys, because there's a lot of stuff there that doesn't need to be there.
If you're willing to accept it?
Yeah.
When she does it.
Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine healing for clearing up all of the small energy, the constricted energy that's surrounding you guys when you're looking for this new home that's got you believing that you have to keep it small, you have to be so budget conscious, you have to be so worried about money, you have to be worried about what you can afford and how big it can be, and you can't actually find something that would meet what you actually want because you're not going to be able to afford it, and all of these other stories that are connected with you looking for this house and all of the energies around this. there's a lot on this that really isn't yours that you're carrying forward from ancestors and all of these other beings. So this divine infinity healing is going to expand all of the energy around this searching for a home. It's going to open up all of this energy so that you can actually know that you can have what you desire, that you can let go of all of the doubts and all of the fears and all of the reasons why you can't, because those are all disappearing. They're all just drifting off into the horizon so that you are in the energy of openness, of acceptance, of miracles, of knowing that you are good enough, that you are loved by God, and you deserve a beautiful home with enough space for everyone to be in it at a price that you can comfortably live with and to just have everything work out amazingly well. So if you are ready to shift to this new way of being when it comes to looking for your home, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. How does that feel now?
It feels lighter.
Yeah, you don't have all of the, oh my gosh, all of that's gone.
No, oh my gosh, we have that, a lot of that in our lives. Oh my gosh, that's what we really have. My gosh is like my mom runs around, helps my sister, helps my brothers, and we're like, oh my gosh, and then the kids, and then what else, mom? Everywhere, huh? We're everywhere, like trying to help everything. Me and my mom don't got a life. Basically, we're running around everywhere, helping everybody. There's no life for us. We even helped the homeless. My mom did something really nice. I would like to share with them. Can I share with them, Mom? She bought blankets, and we gave them to the homeless. She bought lots of blankets and gave them to the homeless. When she has extra money, she goes and she feeds the homeless, whatever she has. She's been trying to help homeless.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you guys are so loving and so caring and that you are willing to share what you have. But your guidance wants you to know that you also deserve to have what you desire, that you don't have to... You don't have to do anything to prove that you're worthy of it, because you're worthy of it simply because you're here, simply because you exist. So it's time for you to learn to receive, because that's an important part of life. You guys know how to give. You've proven that. But it's the receiving part that you, really
part,
need to
That's the hard
to.
Part. That's where we don't know how to receive.
You really need to start letting yourself receive, because there's
How do we do that?
Okay, let's see if they want to do a little bit of clearing about that too, and the answer is yes. So I will ask you another question. We'll just do it right now. So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening you up to receiving? For releasing
yes.
all of the beliefs that you were taught by all of those people, and I see these governments and religions and all of this crappy stuff that says you have to give, you have to give, you have to give, and don't ever ask for anything because you're not allowed to receive. It actually says that that's not something that you're allowed to have in your life, and that's not true. So this divine infinity healing energy is expanding all of that, expanding all of those energies from all of those past connections, all of those beliefs that you have in your hearts and in your bodies and every place else they exist, so that that can just float away, so that you can give. You have the true desire from your heart to give. Giving should not ever be an obligation. It's not a duty. It's something you do out of love. And so this is opening you up and opening your hearts up to love, And part of the cycle of giving is receiving. Just think how you would feel if you went to give to someone and they always said no. And that is what you are doing. You are not allowing yourself to say yes. So this is opening you up to receiving the blessings that God is giving to you. And those blessings can come from many sources and many places, but they basically all come from God. If you are ready to shift now into a person who has balance, who is giving and receiving, who is knowing that they deserve, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And how does that feel?
Less heavier.
Yeah. Good. Good. Okay. So we've cleared up the stuff about the house and we've opened you up to actually receiving. And so now notice what's coming into your life. And don't immediately dismiss it, because that's apparently something that you guys would have done in the past. But you're not going to do that now because you are open to receiving. And you know that God loves you and God is going to give you gifts. And it's okay for you to say yes because there's an unlimited supply. So nobody is going without if you say yes. There's more than enough for everybody. There's always more than enough for everybody. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Even my mom is saying yes from where she's sitting, and she's playing her game, and she's saying yes.
No, I'm not playing my game.
Oh, no, she's fixing her picture.
But I'm hearing.
But she goes, but I'm listening.
That's good. So you guys
yeah.
go out and let people know you're looking for 3 bedrooms, because that's really what's going to fit your family better, and see what comes.
Okay. My mom said thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. And enjoy your house search.
Okay, when we find it, we'll call you and let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. So before I go to the next caller, I'm supposed to tell you guys who I am, because apparently I was muted when I told you before. So I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past issues and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone I work with. And all of my sessions are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone involved the freedom to be, because that is something that we all need. I do offer free 20-minute discovery sessions for people who are interested in experiencing what I do for the first time. Just go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on any of the green Schedule Now buttons, and book a discovery session. We will spend 20 minutes working on whatever it is you choose to work on. You won't have to buy anything or sign up for anything. It's just a matter of you taking the steps to creating the life that you truly want to live. Okay, now we will go to the caller from area code 415. Hold on, now my computer is not doing what I told it to do. Okay, 415.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Anne.
You said Anne?
Yeah.
Hi, Anne. What can I do for you today?
I was wondering if you could look at my root chakra. There's my lower back. I've been pulling out a lot, and I wonder if any spiritual, emotional reason, you know, about feeling grounded or safe or what's going on with lower back.
So I'm seeing that you have some energy that's kind of attached to you there that's not actually yours.
Mm-mm.
So what are you afraid of? What's going on that's bringing up this fear?
I guess I'm kind of starting a whole new career area that I'm interested in. Changing careers is what I'm afraid of.
And you don't believe that you're actually going to be able to support yourself?
I guess financially. And I know there'll be a adjustment time and rebuilding. So I guess, you know, that phase of the adjustment time.
Okay. So let's see if we can get that energy out, because
right.
Like I said, that's not actually you, and you don't need it. All right. So
I
we're
agree.
Going to do a little bit of divine infinity healing. So I will ask your question, and at the end I'll ask if you're willing to accept this. Say yes, you'll say yes, and I'll tell you to take 3 breaths. All right, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for allowing yourself to detach, to release all of those energies that you've taken on in your life that say you need to be worried, you need to be afraid, you're not going to be able to support yourself, you're not going to have enough money, this isn't going to work, why are you doing this, you must play small, you must be insignificant, you must never be seen, you must not be heard. Ooh, God, there's a whole bunch of crap connected to this. So this divine infinity energy is going throughout all of your bodies and all of your lifetime and everywhere that you exist, and it's expanding all of these contracted energies. There's like they feel like little crunchy balls of energy that are stuck in you. And so these are being expanded. And as they expand, they just waft away in the breeze because they no longer have anything to hold them together. So they're just being released from everywhere they were ever at in any of your bodies, in any lifetime, going back through your ancestors. You have a lot of family stuff that says you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Mm. All of that is being cleared out. Oh, and you are now being filled with the beautiful light of love, the love that says all things are possible, that you are loved, that God is your source. And God will provide you with everything that you need because there's no limitation. And it's okay for you to have more, to be successful, to be happy, to be prosperous, to live a life that you enjoy. And if you are ready for all of this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels a lot more relaxed and kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel, yeah.
Ooh. And how does your back feel?
Yeah, I can see it feels relaxed.
Good, wonderful. So now you can make these changes, and you know that you will always make the best choice because you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be around. So you're doing a good job. Recognize that. Let yourself be successful in making this career change and these changes in your life. And
right.
I do see that it's all going to work out absolutely great for you. So go
wonderful.
Ahead and just embrace it and let it happen as it needs to happen, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm now going to go to the question from the chat room. So Joy is asking, I'm looking for a high-salary job, and I would like to know if I'm going to get one soon that I like, and if I feel deserving of a high salary. I think I do. All right, Joy, let me check in with your energy and see. Does Joy feel deserving of this high salary job? Okay, yeah, you do. Let's see if there's anything in the way.
There's a little bit of fear. So what is joy afraid of? It won't work. So you have a little bit of fear that it won't work. And let's see, where does this come from? Okay. This apparently comes from your past. I'm seeing an adult, looks like a female, and she's standing there, and she's pointing her finger at you, saying, you really don't deserve this. I'm not sure what this is, but that's what she's saying, and that's what you're taking in, and that's what you've been carrying with you, and it's time to let that go. Definitely time to let that go. So let's do some divine infinity healing and see if we can make a difference here. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the things that you were taught, the programming that you received when you were a child, all of the programming that said, you can't, you don't deserve, it's not possible, this is not going to happen for you. It doesn't matter how many other children are blessed with all of these wonderful things, that is not coming into your life because you are not good enough. All of that was not true. And the people who told you those things weren't intentionally creating problems for you, but hey, this is the way it's turned out. So without any need for revenge or any negative feelings or any guilt about letting any of this go, the Divine Infinity healing energy is going throughout you and finding all of this energy that might have attached to you all throughout your lifetime. Throughout all of your lifetimes, if you believe in multiple lifetimes, and going throughout all of your bodies and just expanding and decompressing it all. Just opening, opening, opening. So that this energy is just releasing, detaching, floating away. Because it wasn't true and it wasn't you and you didn't need it. And you are being filled with love, love for yourself, and with the knowing that yes, you do deserve it. You are good enough. You should have a job making whatever salary you want, because there's more than enough. There's always more than enough. And it's okay for you to accept the gifts that God is giving to you. And if you are willing now to accept all of the shifting and changing that is coming with this divine infinity healing, then say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, joy. Let me know how that's feeling. Because it feels like really good for you. Like this. I'm not really sure how to put it into words. It's like you almost entered this new place of existence for you. And it's a wonderful place. Wonderful. Oh, good. So Joy is saying, yes, thank you. That does feel good. Wonderful. And hello, Queen Goddess. It's so good to see you on the in the chat room. And if you have a question, you know, feel free. Type away or call in. I'll know if it's all ones. It's probably you. And anyone who's in the queue with a question, don't forget, you just press 1 and it raises your hand and I see a little symbol on my switchboard and I can click on you. Okay, so Joy is saying, I never thought about it from the perspective of not enough. I thought it was more about value. Now, I was getting that it was more about not enough this time. It was that belief in limitations, that if you were making this kind of salary, you were actually keeping someone else from making this kind of salary. It's interesting, the things that we come up with.
because none of that is true. It's like we really set out to limit source, to limit the creator. And we look around and we see all of the things that are around us, but we actually believe when it comes to us, there's a limit. All right. So Joy is saying, but I love that you gave me that viewpoint, and you're right, it's an abundant universe, and source wants me to have abundance. Yes, and I usually use the word prosperity instead of abundance because there's actually limitations connected with the word abundance. So it's a prosperous universe, and there's more than enough for everybody, including you. Okay. So let me see. But yes, I was raised to think it's not enough for everyone. Only one child can have the love and money, and the others had to go without. Oh, yeah. So glad we got that out of your way, because you didn't need that in your life at all. That's really a sucky way to believe and to live. Not that I'm saying anything is wrong or right. I'm just saying that, to me, that sounds like a sucky way to live. Okay, I'm glad it makes sense. All right, we will go to the caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lisa. What can I do for you today?
I seem to be in a loop that I don't know how to break out of. I signed up for spiritual counseling classes, and it was a big leap for me because I'm almost a shut-in, and on the morning of the classes, I wake up in a new month and a new day and with a hernia again for the fourth time in 18 months. Now I need more surgery, and I don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, so you are apparently trying to make these changes in your life, but there's some stuff that's stuck there that's not yours that we really need to get out of the way. All right, let me look and see what they're going to show me about you, your life, your body. So did you come from a family where either one or both of your parents were very domineering?
My mother.
That kept you under the thumb is what I'm being told.
Oh yes. I'm not the only one who said that. Everyone says that. Everyone was kind of afraid of her. It's like, here she comes, get all the way.
Okay. Well, you've still got some of her energy it's kind of like there's this energy hand that's gripping you, and it's creating the hernia. That's to keep you where she wants you to be instead of allowing you to move forward with your life. Okay, so would you like to do some work now on clearing that out of your way so that you can move forward as you are meant to do?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, so would you like a divine infinity healing for recognizing that your mother wanted to control you? She wanted to control everyone. She wanted to control everything. And basically it was because she felt that everything was out of control. And so she was doing her part to bring everything back into control. This was actually something she thought was beneficial for everybody that she was doing this to, because she didn't realize how destructive control can be. But that's okay, because she wasn't being malicious. She just was doing what she thought was right. But you are not required to carry that energy forward. You are not required to live in your mother's beliefs. Those were hers. You are now an adult. You get to make your own choices. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with you making choices that are different from the choices she would have made. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you now and finding all of the places where your mother put little bits of her and her beliefs and her restraints and her restrictions. And all of that energy is being expanded. It's being released.
And it's just opening up so that it can float away, because you don't need that in your life. You are not required to live by anybody else's standards. You are not required to do that. It's okay to let it go. And so that energy is expanding. And there are some beautiful angels who are assisting you with this. Because some of your mother's energy is very stubborn and it doesn't actually want to let go. But they are helping you and they are helping her to let go. And just opening, 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 opening. And as you are opening, you are being filled with love, unconditional love. Love that is there for you simply because it is there for you. You don't have to do anything to prove that you deserve it. You don't have to do anything to show that you are worthy. It is your love. It is God's love for you. It has no conditions. And it's filling every cell of your being. So if you are willing now to accept the shift from being controlled and under your mother's thumb to being embraced and in the arms of God, say yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And how does that feel?
Oh, it feels beautiful. Thank you.
So is there any place in your body where you're still feeling tension or pain right now?
My heart.
Okay, let's see what they're showing me about your heart. All right, so we're going to do a little bit on opening your heart because you've been guarding it for so long. So would you like a divine infinity healing for accepting that it's safe for you to open your heart, for you to love yourself, and to actually recognize that you are a wonderful person. You have gifts and abilities that you haven't even begun to find yet that are just amazing. You are here to make a difference in this world, and it's time for you to do that. So this divine infinity healing is tearing down all of the walls that you've constructed around your heart, and it's assisting all of those little versions of you, the inner child that have been there guarding you, keeping you safe. Letting them know that they don't need to do that anymore, that you are safe, you are loved, and that it's okay for them to just go and play, to be kids, and to love you. And you can feel the love expanding as the energy around you and your heart is opening, opening more and more and more. Your heart is feeling all warm and happy. And if you are ready to accept this big change in your life, then say yes.
Yes, please.
And three nice deep breaths. Oh, that feels wonderful. How does it feel for you?
Oh, much better. Thank you so much. Spinning so out of control, I can't have any painkillers, not even a Tylenol, and going through these surgeries without any pain meds is catastrophic and frightening, so thank you.
You are welcome. So how does the hernia feel now?
Oh, my goodness, it feels better.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. Wowee, you, God bless you.
Well, good, we got rid of that energy that was in there, and so now you might want to have them check it before they do any cutting, you know, just in case it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure, thank you.
You're
oh,
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you have a beautiful team of angels that are always working with you They wanted me to make sure that you know that and that they love you and that they are there for you. And so you can talk to them, tell them anything that you need, anything you're worried about, and they will help you. They will always help you because they love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Now, my eyes are open. I can read what's on the screen. So, Queen Goddess, you say, I am in the process of making some CDs, DVDs. I'm having some glitches in my movement. Distributors, I have a show coming up and would love to be ready for this. So far, what I can do on my own is done. So you're saying that there's other people outside of you who are not in the flow. And you're showing me that there's this like huge rock that's in your flow. Okay, and what do we need to do to let that go? Okay, so simple prayer that we do that says expand the energy in your personal space, and they want us to do that, and they want to do the long version and to establish your personal space as much larger than it has been. So then you are expanding the energy around this rock. So let me go and pull this up. Because I know the short version by heart, but the long version I actually have to read. So let me come here. So for those of you who know me on Facebook, I actually posted these prayers on my page back in August. And now I'm going through them. There it is. Somewhere around August the 6th or so. All right, so we're going to do the long version of this prayer, and we are going to establish your personal space as being 6,000 miles, a 6,000-mile radius around you. That's how big your personal space is going to be. So I'm going to say this prayer, and you can just allow. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. You should just allow. Okay. Spirit, I know that I have a right to have my own personal environmental space. I now claim my personal space with a radius of 6,000 miles around me. Please find all the contractile energies within me and my personal space and decompress and expand all of it. It is my free will decision to accept my right to exist in an open and expansive space. I release any and every belief that says I'm supposed to suffer or live small. I release all of the energies that have come from others to run my life. This is my space, and this is my decision. Spirit, please expand and decompress all of the energies in all of my bodies and in all of my personal space now. Thank you. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Now they're showing you that the big rock or boulder or whatever you wanted to call it that was in your flow is melting. It's disappearing. Just drifting away. And your flow's clear. Yay. And so now when you do the short version of that prayer, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies And in my personal space now, it's going to include all of that personal space, all 6,000 miles of it, actually 12,000 miles because it's 6,000 on each side. Oh, well. Anyway, that pretty much includes the whole Earth, so you're okay. Unless your problems are coming from out of space, and then you're going to have to expand your circle. But I'm saying now that there's nothing in the way and that everything should work out. So you should be hearing from whomever it was that you were having difficulties with, and everything should be working out perfectly. I don't see anything in your way now. So go for it and enjoy it. Because, you know, this is part of your growth, your evolution, your being who you are. Oh, it feels so good. Wonderful. And they're telling me that that's all that you need. And you are ready. And of course, if you have another question, feel free to ask it, because this is your life and you can ask anything you want. Okay. I'm just writing myself notes. All right. So this show was supposed to be about letting go. And, of course, everyone who's called has been about letting go. And the people in the chat room have been about letting go. So guidance wants us to know that letting go does not have to be hard, and it doesn't. But it is something that you have to do in order to embrace the changes that are coming to you. And sometimes when I'm working with someone and I'm telling them that they need to let go, they always have these questions about how am I supposed to let go? I don't know how to let go. What do you mean by letting go? I can't let go. If I let go, then I won't have it. But actually, you don't have it, and that's what you're not letting go of. Sometimes it's kind of paradoxical. I just love the sound of that word this week for some reason. But it seems that it's contrary. When I tell you to let go so that you can have what you want, it sounds like I'm contradicting myself. And actually, you do have to let go in order to have. One of the ways that people connect with the whole image of this is if I tell you that what you're holding on to, okay, you're holding on to it, you've made a fist. And there's more to it than what you have in your hand. And in order to experience the more, to open your hand, you have to let go. Because you can't accept more as long as you've got that fist, because nothing can get in there. So if it helps you to look at it that way, then look at it that way. And if it helps you to actually make a fist and open it and let go, then do that. This is your life that you are creating, and you are allowed to have all of the beauty, the joy, the flow that is there for you. But you have to let go. You have to be open in order to receive. Yeah, it's wonderful. And Queen is talking about how she's letting go and she's feeling it in her body. And you do. It's not just a physical thing. It's an energy thing. So when you are physically doing it, you are also energetically doing it. And it's like when that divine infinity healing energy is moving through you and helping to expand all of the tightness, all of the smallness, all of the littleness in you. It's not just your physical body, it's the energy around you. That's why the short version of that prayer, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in all of my personal space now. Thank you. That's why that brings peace into your life, because it's letting go. And letting go actually does feel good. And I know for some people it can be a little scary, especially if they've been one of those people who's been tight and constricted all of their lives and they've never let go and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Well, actually, you can, and it's okay. You just let go. It's okay. It's safe to let go. And you get to experience all of the beauty and wonder that's there for you, that you're not going to experience as long as you've got up all of those walls and all of that tightness around you. So let go. And I want to invite everyone to be on the show Friday, because I'm going to have DC Love and JP Jackson, and there's one other person that I'm still waiting for their information. And they're going to be joining us on the show Friday. So it should be a really interesting show. I don't know exactly how this is all going to work, but that's okay. I don't need to know exactly how, because I trust. And that's one of the beautiful things about trusting. I don't need to figure it all out. Yay! And neither do you. And then you can allow yourself to be free of energies that really didn't serve you. So do join us on Friday, and we will have lots of fun and laughter and angel readings and healings and all of the things that make life so enjoyable. And we'd like for you to be there too. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer it. And don't forget, you can get that free 20-minute session on my website. Click on the Schedule Now button at divinelyguidedhealing.com. All right, that's the show for today. Thank you all so much for listening and for calling in and being a part of Letting Go. And I will talk to you on Friday. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.